Ugh. Gross. Go home and take a shower while wash all the wrestling podcast off of me. Tell this car has been parked in that parking garage too long because it's hot in here. Hot inside this car. Tired. It's almost like yesterday it was an even longer day than today. PAX in like 2 weeks. Yeah, I think so. A week and a half? I don't know. I bought a plane ticket. At some point, I should probably look and see what dates those were. 21st, I think, is when I'm flying out.
We ain't discussing you. Just look at this bitch over here. Got on this motherfucking cat suit here.
Man. Missed my turn. Now I gotta go around this block. It's stupid. I can just go, right? Yeah, all right. I'm just going to go.
VIP and pick and choose the music we play.
Sign up now at SiriusXM.com/Venus.
Oh my God, go, oh my God, go, oh my God, go! Oh.
He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a 40. Got a different girl every day, love the way. It's cool, I'm trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mentioning. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week.
Your source for hip hop and R&B.
So we hear alternately a loud and then a soft sound, a beat.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D on Double G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 a.m. and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But for what?
We don't let them
home. You got people that believe in you, man.
Yeah.
888-845 Street Sweeper Radio. So we got another record from Coca Ben. Go.
30.
Play that, man.
Man. I'm fucking that bitch in her baddest man. I let her take a sip of holy water. She went from baddest for the liquor.
DJ Yo Pharaoh, run this shit.
I do this better than you.
I keep it 30 on.
got a game in the blender, nigga. I took your bitch out to dinner, nigga. She got heat to stay spinach still. I put your cushion in the grinder. And sprinkle that shit in her spinach still. Better thing, cost money. I'm fucking that bitch in her baddest way.
Back shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine.
Who is this? Who is bitch?
I hit them up with some color money. Purple yin and blue germ. I got brown lira. I ain't talking about Ross, bitch. I'm that nigga on Viagra dick. That means I'm on the way up.
That car is all crashed up. That car got into a car crash. Yikes.
Been the truck with four doors already on the way. We already got the motherfucking G-Wagon with the six wheels.
I seen your girl close up here.
Let's go.
Got my Hilla in the deal.
Rosé. Memphis.
All right, yeah, I see.
305. Go, boys.
Yeah, this your man. I hate the bitch.
What's
up, man? Down in the field, go down, they go down in the field, they go down, they go down,
she deserve a rich nigga, you
know, they go down in the field, they go down, tell them,
moves, baby girl skin looking so smooth, and they hit that follow button like, ooh, and I never read your bio, baby, change your life, I had that shit redecorated, relocated, fresh and fresh, yeah, that's how we say it, lingerie 3 times a week is how you gotta play it. Before that's for first trip. Four on the floor was the first whip. Biggest boss, she between all of my gangsta shit. She verified, never questioned the true gangsta bitch. She got a nigga, but I really feel she fit for me. Hitchhiking never got me rich or where I need to be.
It goes down in the field.
Style.
hip hop.
This is a journey into sound.
Backspin.
Song is mesmerizing. I think it's terrible, but
that's right.
Somebody in with an airlock. Some people don't have airlocks. You know what I'm saying? Do something.
So what artists up and coming you checking for that you outside of yourself that you don't mind listening to?
That I don't mind listening to. Yeah, because I'm not a hater. I mean, I just flow with everybody from my side. I really just flow with my side of town. Really, honestly, like, because we got artists that's popping right now. Like, we got the Jacquees, we got the 21 Savages, people like that. And I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? So I salute people like that. You know what I'm saying? We see each other. We do shows around each other. That's pretty much it, you know, Decatur-wise, you know, Yaki DBS, you know, people like that.
That's a vibe in Atlanta, though. Like, Atlanta really show love to each other. It's really...
Not really, though.
Really?
Not really, because...
Times has changed,
honestly,
man.
Honestly,
I know for real, Atlanta to show love.
To be honest, not to catch you up, but be real, if everybody show love, everybody be on.
Nah, it doesn't work that way, though.
Nah, but some people can't even... A lot of people, be real, a lot of the biggest artists in Atlanta, you can't even get a feature from them. You're not even going to have a conversation with them. You can see them. They will not fuck with you. I'm talking about period.
It's like, crazy because it never used to be like that before. But you know what I did notice? A lot of Atlanta artists, like, say your hit starts going crazy.
Oh, they don't jump.
A New York nigga, like, that had a status with jump on Atlanta nigga record or a Houston nigga record, then they all start tumbling off.
Yeah,
that's how it is now. But it was a time where Atlanta artists used to, that's like a movement. Like, I mean, like Trinidad James. Everybody from Atlanta jumped on that remix.
Yeah. After he
immediately
got, you know what I'm saying, got home. Because I'm going to be real with you. Like, I done had records that been in the club that went crazy. I got songs with Casey Bidges. I got songs with Adam Kemp. I got songs with a lot of artists. But they not from Atlanta. they reach out for me. Just like how other people reach out for me, the fucking Casey Veggies in California, other motherfuckers from Canada and shit. Y'all can do the same thing. They'll see you in the store, look at you. We see each other in the store in the public. We walk right past each other. You know what I'm saying? Any feature that I deal with a nigga from Atlanta, it been because I'm able, because I done walked up to the nigga and be like, hey, bro, what's up? We see each other all the time. It's work.
But what's wrong with that? I think that's what.
No, I'm saying, but why? Well, I'm not going to do that all the time. Because now my status is getting to the point where I don't have to say a damn thing to you.
Here we go with that pride.
Yeah, really. Yeah. He also pushes you scary. All on the internet telling. Trying to have a real nigga jealous. Yeah. Shit on my neck so heavy. Oh, keep tripping sauce, spaghetti. Oh, that one ain't
mad. My nigga, my shit big now. What the fuck I got to holler at you for? You know.
Rippin' that spot style.
Well then, it's not for the radio. I was gonna put my phone on and play some music that way, but now I just don't know. I had originally intended to load up some Vive stuff today and just kind of screw around with it, but I ended up not really having the time to do it. Recorded my radio bit for the week. Did a Quantum Break for this week. Got that done. That's cool. So, I recorded that wrestling podcast. Gosh, what else? Oh, we recorded the 100-foot robot golf thing. That'll go up tomorrow. That game seems cool. Or, I mean, it's a good, dumb idea that seems to be executed in a way that ensures maximum dumbosity. I can appreciate that. Just loaded up Hover Junkers. Yeah, Hover Junkers is pretty legit. I specifically wanted to take another look at that and just, I ended up watching a video that showed getting more loot to get more junk to put on your fucking hover skiff. And so I was like, all right, maybe I can get out there and find some more fucking cover to slap on my shit and go shoot people with. And I was also curious to see if there would be more people playing it, like more Vives out there. Maybe that. You have to wonder, like, what kind of legs will some of the Vive multiplayer games have, or any VR multiplayer games? Like, how's that going to go? I should try VR tennis on the Rift and see if anyone's playing it. If anyone has a Rift yet. Is 100-foot robot golf just a golf game, or is there more to it? Yeah, there's more to it. You know, because you're a 100-foot robot and you're golfing in a city, so buildings get in the way. You're also all golfing at the same time. So there's an aspect of, like, getting in the way of the other robots as they're taking their shots, so you can block their shots and shit, which is a good fucking dumb thing. Robots have ball abilities and stuff that charge up over time, too. So I fully stuffed Brad by just jumping my robot up in the path of his ball. Pretty good. You can just run up and fucking punch down buildings and knock them down with missiles and shit to clear a path for your ball. And they've got work to do with that thing, but the core of it seems very sound. Opponent's ball backwards. I don't think you can directly hit their ball. Because there's still an aspect of so you hit the ball and then you have to run after it, you know, so you're running around the environment. Even as your ball is traveling, you don't have to watch it travel. You can just take off running in that direction. Because the first person to get the ball in the hole wins. At least in the mode we were playing. You know, there's single player stuff, obviously. It's a little different. But, you know, it's like, it's a race to the hole, really. But if you block the shot, it knocks it. Does it? It can knock it back. Yeah. Or at least deflect it in a weird way and all that sort of stuff too. But you still, when you walk up and hit X, you walk up to your ball, you hit X, and then that gets you into kind of shooting mode where you can, you know, see where the ball will land and set your power and all that sort of stuff. So. Good VR sports games. I think VR Tennis Online on the Rift is a pretty decent tennis game. It's a little simple. I think I've said before, I wish you could dive. It doesn't seem like you can dive. But yeah. You know, I actually think it would be cool if, like, Rockstar just did table tennis, that game. A new version of that game for VR, I think would be pretty neat. But only if I could run to the other side of the table and fucking clock Jesper in his stupid fucking face. Fuck that guy. but you know, if they do that first person and did it at a much higher fidelity, you could really, they need to do that in such a way where you can really see the spin on the ball without them having to put colored rings around it, you know? And then accordingly, you put the spin on the ball that you do with your hand, you know, not with a button. The game's tough. The game gets fucking savage. The archives of the live stream. I've hit the site and are in the process of hitting YouTube. That's cool. Cloudlands Golf. It's, I mean, it works as you would expect. I'll say that much about it. You know, the angle on the club and the way the ball moves after you swing, like, that stuff all seems to work fine. I don't, like, the hole design seemed potentially interesting, but I only really played a few. And I didn't like that you can hit the ball wherever. Like the swinging the club through obstacles seemed weird. Felt weird. I don't know. It just didn't seem like naturally. Of course, you wouldn't need to, you know, move the ball around to give you room to hit it. But part of me wanted to be able to do that. I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It seemed okay. Didn't blow me away or nothing. But you know. I will say that spending that much time staring down at your ball with the headset on was kind of a hassle. Oh no. Why are none of these cars moving? No. good things about Enter the Gungeon. Enter the Gungeon seems all right. I unlocked the shop and bought some additional guns, items. You know, so this is a situation where, like, you earn a permanent currency by beating bosses and stuff, and then you can use that to buy guns, but you really just, when you buy the guns, it just means that they now have the ability to show up on a run. You know, it's roguelike. It's got a diving role, and you're invincible for the first half of it, so it really is about just diving through walls of bullets to stay. And you need to kind of master that to be good at that game. And I've gotten to be okay at that, but not great. Played it 4 or 5 times, but I think I only beat the second level once. There are a lot of guns, you know. I got a gun that was a giant ant that seemed to be firing flaming spread shots. I got a gun that was just a lowercase r that shot letters. I got a feral that shoots fish out of it. Kind of auto aim it up or down. There were a couple, just bullet a little bit. Yes.
Let's take US 101 North.
12 miles, 18 minutes. That doesn't seem so bad. But it also doesn't seem to be aware that this traffic jam is here. So let's push this button. Say, push the traffic button. Oh, yeah, that Ratchet game's out pretty soon, isn't it? Yeah. I should take a look at that. I watched a little bit of that Ratchet game at the PlayStation Experience, and holy shit, it looked great. Just, like, visual quality-wise, just looked pretty fucking awesome. Seems like it's, like, more or less a remake of the first game. But kind of in the same way the movie is.
Watch out, accident reported ahead.
At least that was the impression I got from it, but just, the art just looked fucking fantastic. Never seen a Lombax like this. this window a bit. Get a breeze going. Oh, fuck this, man. I'm too fucking tired to sit in traffic. This has been... The past couple of days have been too long for me to fucking handle this right now. In 0.1 miles, major accident is what it says here. Gosh, hopefully... Well, A, hopefully no one's hurt. B, by being in 0.1 miles, hopefully that means I am almost past it and will be able to resume speed. This must have just happened because there are cops trying to get through. This thing says we're 475 feet away from said major accident, but okay, the cop's starting to get over. I wonder if the lane I'm in is closed. It seems like if we're going to get in a major accident on the freeway, it would be in the fast lane, so... It says 100 feet, but there's so much traffic, I still don't see any indication of anything up here. just tested out PS4 remote play over the PC or the internet works. Yeah, I loaded it up this morning, just real quick, like, I mean, obviously my computer's right next to my PS4, so it was not a useful thing, but I was a little bummed out, though I guess maybe I shouldn't be surprised, that it, like, the first thing it said was, like, hey, plug in a DualShock 4. I thought that I would be able to use whatever controller I wanted, and maybe have the mouse take the place of the touchpad or something like that, but not that I'd, like, prefer an Xbox controller for that situation, but it'd be nice if I was somewhere weird and didn't have a wire, like a DualShock 4 and a USB cable, that I would still be able to, like, fuck around with that stuff with, like, an Xbox 360 controller or something. This is where things are. We got a fire truck, a ambulance. Oh, there are cars here. Okay. These are car parts here that I'm about to drive over if I don't get out of the way. Oh man, so they've got the left and the right lane down here. Those cars are facing the wrong way. That was bad. That was a bad fucking wreck. There was an ambulance on site, not driving away or anything like that, and I didn't see people in either of the cars. Same time as I was driving. Well, I don't know. Who knows what they're talking about? But the only thing I heard was one cop saying to the other cop, there's not much we can do. So I don't know. But those cars were both fucked up. They were not going to get towed out of there very easily on account of wheels were not touching the ground anymore on some of those cars, on one of those cars, because of how smashed up it was. Both facing the wrong way for this side of the freeway. So, that seemed like a potentially very horrendous car accident. But, like, that thing had just happened, or happened recently enough, that one of the cars was all the way on the left side of the road, and one was all the way on the right, so they had it all coned off to, like, force people into the middle of this three-lane stretch. Which is a tough funnel. They were not necessarily directing traffic, though. And people were getting through it okay. For three lanes down to one, with people merging in from both sides, it seems like a high potentiality for people fucking up. ass back over, up over $3. Damn it. It was too good to be true. I guess what? Gas prices go up when the weather gets nice, right? Can they go for the summer? Because people are going to drive places and do things. Oh, I'm so excited to be home, you guys. Man. I'm kind of hungry, but I kind of just want to go to bed. It's been a long couple of days. Oh, well. All right. Everybody have a good night. Let's do it again in the morning.